ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Welcome back to ShareCare Radio. I am excited to introduce our next guest, Patty Howell. Patty is a creator and founder of the Just a Minute, or JAM for short, school program, which shows kids how important it is to make healthy and fitness a daily habit. The JAM program is now in over 30,000 schools, reaching 13 million students, and this February hosted the nation's first ever national fitness break. Patty, thank you so much for joining us.
I am thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me today.
Let's first off tell everybody what is a Just a Minute program.
We, every week of the school year, we push a fresh fitness routine that schools use to get kids more active and the staff more active throughout the school day. They use them before the bell rings in the morning on the blacktop. They do them over the PA system after everybody gets in their seats, so when the kids are doing the morning announcements. And they use them throughout the day just to take those quick little breaks so that they can re-energize when those little kids get wiggly in their seats or the older kids start nodding off in the afternoon.
That's a great idea. I think I could probably use that myself when sitting at my desk, but especially important for these little minds to be learning more. How'd you come up with it?
You know what? I was substituting as a PE teacher in my daughter's school, and the only thing I knew how to do was fitness. I could not teach a sport. I cannot dance. And what we found is that 100% of the students could participate in the activities that I was doing. And the principal was doing a lot of work. Her thesis was physical activity on the brain and how it improves productivity. So when she saw that I was doing fitness in her school, she asked me if I could write some fitness routines so that they could use them on the days that I wasn't able to be there. So we put together, it's called Just a Minute, 5 simple exercises that take about a minute to do. But the concept is everybody can do a minute, and when you do a minute, it energizes you, and it creates that sense of I can really do this, and you do more, and then it makes you want to do even more, and everybody's doing it together. So we found that fitness was something that everyone can do. We wrote a number of fitness routines for them. Well, she sent them to her teacher in Florida. One thing led to the next. Here we are today. We put a program together and offered it for free to every school and got aligned when childhood obesity was hot news. And it's just been very successful in the school environment.
Wow, and 13 million lives affected later. That's fantastic. Yeah. I want to talk about why it's so important to get kids moving. Tell me more about that.
You know what? I think one of the things, kids learn habits very early on. And if we can teach kids how to self-motivate and even to self-monitor themselves and the importance of being active. You know, the World Health Organization came out a couple of years ago. Thankfully, I was waiting for it, saying that physical activity is probably the single best initiative that we can take to improve health care. And I've always believed that as well. It's just physical activity. It's amazing what it does for your body. And if you don't exercise, I encourage you to try exercising, because I'm telling you, it makes you feel very different. And so I think for us, our mission is really to inspire kids to want to exercise. You know, I think historically we've associated exercise kind of has a negative connotation because we use it to punish. And we're trying to flip that mentality around and show kids how important it is and what it does for them when they get up and they move. And the teachers are doing that. They're having the students lead the kids and their peers in the exercise routine. So we're trying to create leaders in fitness as well.
So you also encourage it and make it more fun by encouraging them to lead and give them that leadership opportunity as well.
Yeah, the students love it, because remember when you were a kid, I could not wait to be the waste paper basket thrower out or whatever, to erase the chalkboard, right? So they get to be the JAM leader of the day or the JAM leader of the week. And then we also encourage schools and students to create their own JAM fitness routines and videotape them and give them to us. And then we feature them as the routine of the week to our audience around the world.
Oh, that's wonderful. So give them that recognition as well.
Yes.
You know, I fully agree with you. You know, my activity of choice is, for me, is running. And it's one thing is the health benefits, but it's the mental health benefits that are the most important. I know my family can tell if I've been able to go for a run that day or not, probably because I'm less or more tolerable. But let's talk about that, the mental benefits of exercise specifically for kids in the middle of the school day.
Yes. Well, think about it. I mean, we as adults, we can work for 20 minutes, and what do? We stand up and we're like, I got to go to the drinking fountain, I got to go to the bathroom just because I'm starting to, my head is starting to spin or I'm not focusing. When you can take that moment or a moment or two and just get up and do simply jumping jacks or wiggle your body or whatever it is, it really allows you to refocus and to be more productive after that. And in terms of mental health, absolutely. I think that, there's so much I could say about it, but, you know, there is a direct correlation to better health, mental health, physical health, and mental health by being physically active. Absolutely. I was just listening to your segment before where you were talking about the mental health benefits, even with cancer, right? They're mm-hmm. showing now that if you get out and you do some moderate exercise, it actually improves your cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm. So, it's amazing. You're right. Every day I feel like we find more and more information on the benefits of exercise in places you wouldn't even expect it. And, you know, on the flip side, we are seeing the consequences of physical inactivity for children and less physical activity at school than they used to have 40 years ago.
Correct. Yeah. Unfortunately, schools are, you know, motivated by test scores and because they get paid that way. And so what they do is they keep the students in from recess or cut out PE or budgets cut out PE. We don't have the money for them anymore, and they feel like no one, you know, we're trying to really increase awareness around the importance of making sure that, you know, ideally every school would have physical education or recess every single day. But it's extremely important for these kids to be active throughout the school day, just like it is for us. I mean, think about it. We don't sit on our tushes all day long, right? Even if you come out of surgery, what is the first thing that the doctor makes you do? Mm-hmm. Move,
yeah,
right?
It's true. It does so many things for your health. It's so true.
It does so many things for your health, yes. Absolutely.
Now, how can parents encourage, you know, physical activity for their kids too?
You know what? There are a number of different ways. There are some free things in every area that parents can get their kids involved in. One of the things that I've always done when I work in the schools, and I did it with my own children. They're now grown, but I encourage them to find something that they love. Just ask a child, what do you like doing? Do you like running? Do you like riding your bike? Do you like playing basketball? What is it? And that thing might change. One of the things that I always tell parents is they might like basketball today, and they might like tennis tomorrow, or they might like running, or they want to go hiking, or they like dance. Whatever that is, encourage them to get involved in it, and also have a dinner conversation around the importance of being active. And by the way, take a walk together after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Make it
I
a
love
part
that.
Of your daily. Make it a part of your routine as well.
Mm-hmm. Then the parents being the role model as well, which is really important.
Yes. Okay. And if not, then we as educators, that's our job, because the place at school is a place where 100% of the students have the opportunity to learn. Some mm-hmm. parents don't believe in exercise, but we as a society truly have an obligation to teach that in schools then, because that's where 100% of our children go.
That's true. It's a great opportunity, too. Now tell me, give us a couple of examples of a one-minute jam workout in our last 30 seconds. What are some exercises in them so we can all do them?
Okay, so an exercise is, let's do something fun where you're just seated in your chair. You can do seated jumping jacks, right? That'd be one exercise. And then you can do biceps. You actually can tighten your arms and send your arms over your head, and you can twist in your chair and twist back and forth. You can put your hands on your shoulders and do a great twist that way. You can take your elbows and pull your knees and elbows together, opposite elbow to opposite knee. And then one of the things that we love is point your toes straight out and write the letters of the alphabet in cursive with each leg.
I love it. And some of those are things that we can actually do at our desk as well without making too much of a scene. Patty, thank you so much. Again, our listeners can go to jamschoolprogram.com or on Twitter at @HET_jam if they want to find out more information. This was so helpful. Really love it. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.